I call my kitty a puppy and my puppy a kitty, and this is my Pomeranian. And I was, you know, like, what? But you know what, man? I met some Pomeranians. They're good dogs. Yeah, they are.
To make fun of any of the people, any of the countries that had a hand in ruining the world in which we currently live.
I should be able to make fun of Italians.
The Italians, the French, the British, America too, and don't think I forgot about you, the Dutch.
Oh, and also, especially the Dutch. Also, like, if Italians...
Don't
Italians...
forget the Portuguese and the fucking Spanish.
Whoa!
No,
whoa!
Too brown! Too fucking brown! Mean? Are
no,
you kidding
no,
me?
No, man! The Portuguese can... The goddamn Spanish Inquisition! What are you talking about?
The Portuguese?
Jesus Christ, John.
Oh, God.
Gosh. Even the Italians think that's out of line. Hey! Beep-bidi-boppidi-meatball!
Welcome back to Versus. It's the only game show where whoever has the most points at the end wins.
So I've meant to ask this question. What are points?
Points?
Points.
Have you heard of the blockchain? Have you heard of
I've heard of the blockchain. I don't know what that is either.
Well, that's perfect because it has to do with the blockchain. And the points are accrued on the blockchain and kept on the blockchain. There's a digital receipt.
Do you know
where
the term blockchain came
from?
So
that's the sound of the
blockchain
man
gang,
making points on the blockchain?
Nope. It came from... The term blockchain comes from, racist term, comes from the auction block and the change that they would use to hold.
Is this actually true?
No.
100% true.
No, this is absolutely
not true. It is a racist
term.
Do not say it anymore in my presence or anyone else's, or you are also a racist.
I'm finally
blockchain.
Confident enough to say that Malachi made that up.
I'm Game Master Drew.
Today, howdy, Drew.
Hi, John. Today I'm joined by that guy that you just heard on the mic. His name's John Moreno, and another guy. Maybe you'll hear him. Maybe you won't, actually. His name is Malachi Nimmons, and he's here also.
What's up, everybody?
There we go.
Neighborhood lands, cities, towns, lakes, and streams. How you doing? Do you know what I mean? Hope you're having a good day. Comb your hair and brush your teeth. Put on your shoes and have a good week.
Wow.
Do your best, everybody.
Malachi, what's your dream vacation destination?
Just anywhere where there's not people and there's fish around. So here's what I need. Water, fish that live in that water, a way to catch them, a couple dogs or something.
Okay.
And every now and then somebody to come by, but those people will need my help. I need to feel, I don't want to feel like they're there to bother me.
You're saving them?
I need to be a hero.
You need people to give you side quests?
Yeah, every couple of weeks, maybe somebody's drowning. Maybe somebody ate what they thought was a strawberry, but it was a poisonous berry. Maybe somebody's car broke down. So you see what I'm saying? So hero stuff. A log falls down and a man crushes his leg. I lift the log up and he still has a crushed leg, but he doesn't die completely. You see what I'm saying? So this is my fantasy is I live a functional, quiet fishing life on the edge of a lake and just save people's lives from time to time.
And adventures just show up at your doorstep periodically? Yeah.
From time to time.
This sounds like actually a pretty banging TV show. We could work on this.
Yeah.
Johnny, if you were abducted by aliens and they forced you to take place in a tribunal judging all mankind, what's the winning argument you would use in order to save humanity?
I'm saving humanity?
It's still a question.
Well,
first of all, you're not necessarily
I got to imagine they got several arguments against us.
Oh, yeah. No, they got some really good ones, obviously. You know, take your pick out of any of the top ones. You know, any of the ones you can name off the top of your head.
Man, it's tough because, like, my first instinct is to say food because of all the cultures. I mean, I love entertainment, arts, science, music. Food is so amazing, but for the most part, we're still murdering other animals to consume them. So why shouldn't the aliens murder and make delicious stews out of us? You know, it's hard to justify. If we're the universe's most amazing delicacy?
I don't know if you've saved humanity or not.
Wait, always...
can the aliens read minds?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm fucked. Why would they choose me if they could read minds?
Why would they choose you anyway?
Why would they read my mind and choose me to be the arbiter?
They wouldn't.
Of who is supposed to defend humanity?
Fantastic. As always, we're going to go through three rounds of games meant to test our contestants' bodies, their minds, and their spirits.
In their ass.
And
we got three games.
Testing their ass.
In their whole ass. Let's do round one.
Okay.
It's called I Spy. For this round, we'll play the classic game played on road trips that causes parents to reconsider why they ever decided to have children in the first place. One of our players will select an item they can currently see with their eyes, identify it by color only, and the other player will have three opportunities to guess what it is. The catch is that we're in a small recording studio, so this shouldn't be too hard, right?
We are in this tiny room filled with a bunch of shit.
That's kind of the joke. Yeah. There's a lot of garbage in my recording studio. All right, let's play I Spy.
All right.
Johnny, why don't you go first? What do you spy with your little eye?
I spy with my little eye something little and mostly yellow.
All right, you didn't even have to say little, but...
I'm giving it a little extra because there's a lot of stuff in this room going on.
Oh, it's that little duck.
Yeah, it absolutely is, man.
What little duck?
This little duck right here, man. Good job, man. Wow, it's a little duck pen. Man, wow, I wasn't sure if you'd see that all the way over there, man. All
right.
That was too easy.
I didn't think of it. It was like all hidden behind the little modem over here.
Malachi's also looking directly at it.
Well, it was the most adorable thing in the room.
Yeah, I know. That's why I saw it first. It was so cute.
All right, Malachi, you got that first shot, and I think that's bonus points, man.
That was quick.
Bonus points time.
That was like no hesitation. Yeah.
Let's give him 200.
Do you have to say what it looks like, honestly?
No, just the color.
All I had to say was yellow.
I spy with my little eye something yellow.
And you can't do the same thing I just did, right?
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
No, there's no rules about that.
I mean, the duck?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Why would I do that?
Johnny's down one guess. He has two more guesses.
That would have been a good choice.
I thought it was going to be that, too. But actually, you could be lying right now, too.
Why? Why would I?
Because you like to win and make John lose.
No, I don't like to win. I just don't like to lose.
Is it that yellow sticker over there?
Nope.
Johnny's down to one guess. Say it into the mic, John.
Not looking good for me, folks. Is it the yellow plant food?
Nope.
Damn.
Johnny.
Right in that drawer right there at the front of it. It's yellow.
The highlighter?
Yeah.
Man, that's cold.
All right, well, no points for Johnny either.
See how this game's going. Yeah, I got it. Got this. I'm up now.
It doesn't matter. I'm up. You can't win.
I know, but that's fine. I
won with bonus points. You can't win because you're never going to guess what I give you, and it doesn't matter if I lose.
How are you so confident?
Because I just know.
You're never going to tell him if you actually got it?
No. I will tell him.
I spy with my little eye something red.
I will tell him if that happens, but it's just not gonna happen.
I spy with my little eyes something red.
All right. Is it that bag over there?
Nope.
Is it that bird on the picture?
Nope.
All right. Is it that whole thing holding up all that shit?
Nope.
All right. Don't care what it was. Here's my spy with my eyes something black.
Is it the foamies?
Nope.
Is it the modem?
Nope.
Is it... Fuck this thing.
Nope, not. Didn't even have to look. I win. You're never gonna guess what I have because it's super specific, and you will not even look at what I'm looking at.
Nope. I spy with my little eyes something gray.
Is it the skies outside?
Nope.
Dark and gloomy.
We can't see those.
Is it that book in the shelf?
Nope.
Is it a book?
Not the book.
All right. Is it that sock next to you?
God damn it!
Yeah!
Motherfucker! Yeah. They're not... Yeah. It's not even a sock, it's a glove, but I know what he was talking about.
Yeah. It's a glove that's behind John. Malachi still got it. Wow. All right. Well, it did take you a couple guesses, but you get 100 points, Johnny. Wow. Well, good for you for not lying, John. At least we know John's playing an honest game. All right, well, that was pretty good, guys. Good work.
I
think we should go on a road. Yeah. We should go on a road trip.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, we should.
No, we shouldn't. Yeah. It'll just be me winning and John getting mad.
If we went on a road trip, we could just have the tape running the whole time.
The most infuriating documentary ever made.
The fact that the two of you are so opposed to this makes me think that it's a fantastic
18 hours
idea.
Of us playing I Spy as we drive across America.
I think that's an excellent idea. I'm gonna percolate
pencil
on that
in,
one.
Pencil
yeah.
it in, baby.
All right. Let's do a round two. This one's called Fortunately, Unfortunately. For this game, our players will be assigned as either Fortunately or Unfortunately, and I'll present a premise. The fortunately player will say fortunately and tell us why the premise is a good thing. The unfortunately player will say unfortunately and tell us why it's bad. They'll go back and forth like this until it's not funny anymore and we need a new premise. Let's start with Johnny, fortunately, Malachi, unfortunately. And the first prompt is, your dog died.
Fortunately, my dog died because that thing was costing me a lot of money. You know, it was a lot of trouble having to walk it, you know, having to remember to feed it, which I forgot several times. So now that the dog's died, you know, I don't have to get up in the morning. And also, fortunately, I don't have to clean up any poo or pee that it does in the house because I forgot to do it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, your dog was trained in finding child murderers, so the child murder rate went up by 14% since last night, actually. Children is fucking dying in the streets, man.
Fortunately, though, statistics show that most children that are being born these days grow up to be murderers, and so maybe I just stopped an entire generation of murderers from being born.
Well, unfortunately, all the dog food that you bought for the dog to keep it alive was supporting a mom-and-pop shop down the corner. And since you told him you canceled your order for dog food for the next month, he shot himself in the head after shooting his wife.
Fortunately, though, because that space had such a horrible story behind it, no one wanted to buy it, I got that property at a mad discount. And I opened up a laundry that's a pretty passive income that's doing me some pretty good, you know? And I think, fortunately, because of that, I can buy a new dog that doesn't suck.
Let's do one more fortunately, unfortunately. Malachi, why don't you be fortunately this time?
All right.
Johnny, you be unfortunately.
Gotcha.
Let's do the brakes on your car stopped working.
Malachi? Hey, we did everything we could. Fortunately, the brakes stopped working, which means that could sound like a bad thing. But here's the thing. If you never stop, then you always get where you're going even faster.
Unfortunately, I got there too fast, and all the kids were still lining up to file into school. Whereas I didn't slam into them, I did slam, unfortunately, into the nice young man who was volunteering as a crossing guard person.
Oh, well, fortunately, I have a side business where I make passports and I can get you out of the country for just $2,500. So,
unfortunately, I don't have $2,500.
Fortunately, I have several ways for you to make $2,500 very, very quickly.
Unfortunately, I've got this tiny mouth and this unfortunate body.
Oh, fortunately, it has nothing to do with your body or your mouth. It has more to do with your body parts.
Unfortunately, I've only got one kidney, one lung, and several remaining brain cells because of all the horrible things I've done to myself in the past.
Unfortunately, all we need is 3/4 of your bone marrow. That's it.
Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure that would murder me, so I don't know if going to jail or being dead is the best solution.
Well, fortunately, you don't have a choice.
Unfortunately, you're right?
And someone grabs John from behind.
No! No! No, unfortunately, this isn't what I want!
Throws him into the oil pit, where he is dismembered for his bone marrow.
That last fortunately was fortunate for me.
Good work, guys. You guys each get some points there for your wonderful teamwork. Speaking of points, we need money to run this show, which is kind of like points for the real world. Today's episode is brought to you by Imaginary Numbers. That's right, folks. Numbers have been around since humans invented them eons ago, but the old numbers like 15 and 1,759 are so boring. But now, imagine the raw power you'll feel by walking into a job interview and demanding that they pay you a salary that's a number they've never heard of before. You'll get that job guaranteed, or we'll personally cut you a check for one snogzillion dollars. Malachi, as the inventor of imaginary numbers, tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this bold, fresh numeric strategy.
Yeah, I was having some trouble at the end of the year one day with all the stuff that I had to do personally, reconciliation of the money that I have accrued that other people thought I should give them a part of. they call it taxes. I call it, it should all be mine. Why are your hands in it when I don't even take advantage of most government services? So I feel like I should determine how much I give you as opposed to you determining how much you give me. So the way that this works is if you present yourself to the Internal Revenue Service in a way such as that, They will tell you that you don't have a choice and you have to pay taxes. But if you are able to come up with a way to create your own version of what you paid using existing or non-existing new numbers, then you can find a way to not give them as much money as they want and to give them as little as you want by inventing your own numerical code. And so that's what I did. Definitely not for tax evasion, definitely for innovation.
Johnny, you've been the most prolific contributor to the field of imaginary numbers since you found out about it mere moments ago.
Snug tuplet, tumnomtables, plogonterishness to the fourth.
Whoa, slow down, I'm trying to write all these down. Okay,
yeah. Okay, so you've got x minus to the plogonterishness of 0.0 slogon, right? You put that in brackets, okay? And now you got to remember the new way we're doing math now. So you don't do it the normal way. The minus is where the plus is, and the plus is where the minus is. So when you're taking these numbers, you got to remember, you know, there is a lot to remember. You know, there's the blockchain involved now, not the racist one, the regular one, right? And so when you put that into the world of the SnarfleNet, replace it with all the quintuples of diamond level plontoconates of green slacks. I don't care if you were born yesterday like I was in an incubation tube and brought to complete term immediately thanks to modern science. Any fucking idiot can figure this out. Buy my book. It's called Snarf.
That's right, folks. It's imaginary numbers because screw you, the number 30. Round 3. This one's called Neighborhood Barbecue. In this scene, our players will be living the suburban American dream and attending a good old-fashioned neighborhood barbecue. One player will be the gregarious host of the barbecue who knows everybody by name, and the other player will be that one quiet guy from down the block who nobody seems to know, who the host took pity on and invited anyway. It's a beautiful, perfect bluebird day in suburban America. You know, everybody on the block got invited. They all drove their cars here for some reason, even though they live within walking distance. This parking's kind of crazy out front, but everyone drove their beautiful, shiny, brand new automobile that they're leasing from the bank to John's house. Dogs and wieners are on the grill. No hamburgers, just all sausages and wieners at this barbecue.
Hey, Bill, is that a Series 3? Looking sharp, buddy. Hey, thanks for those brats. You get those from Morsha's Pork Store?
Yeah. Here, I brought some more meat here. It's still stuck in my hand.
I was talking to Bill, but Max, thanks for coming.
Yeah, you want some of this? I brought some hamburger meat for the cookout.
Is that hamburger meat?
Yeah, it's... Well, and there's other meats in there.
I mean,
but if you just the way I like to do it is smash it in between my hands like this.
Yeah,
that's why I would have put it in a dish or something. But I'm right across the street, so I wash my hands. Don't worry. If there's anything on it, it'll cook off too. So I'm just gonna throw it right here on the grill.
You don't have to just do. Oh, just throw it right in the ball. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like a big old just a ball of meat. Whoever wants them, you come pull some off or. Or put some on, you know, whatever. Give a penny, take a penny.
Sure, you seem to know this mystery meat better than I do. Do you want to be the grill master for this? Are you making a patty?
Sure, I'll keep an eye on it and watch it.
Go ahead. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a bathroom here? No. Oh, it's all right. Never mind.
Are you going to the bathroom right now?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those things where if I don't find a bathroom within, two or three seconds of needing one, then it's just going to come out and just go. So, yeah.
I think...
That's why I don't wear pants that much. It's short, so...
Yeah.
There's more fabric to get wet and it'll show.
I think I've got, like, a pair of sweatpants if you need to use my bathroom to freshen up.
And
I can keep an eye on your...
Why don't you show me inside? Because I don't like to be in people's houses, you know, get lost or anything. I've already pissed myself, so it would be great if you could just show me.
Sure. Hey, honey, if you could just keep an eye on Max's meat here.
Yeah, keep an eye on my meat.
Yep, I think it's some sort of mix. It's a mixer. It's a mix. You just don't let it burn up too bad, honey. We got a little accident. All right, just right this way. Let me just open the sliding glass door here. All right, so the bathroom.
Oh, nice. What kind of carpet is this?
It's tile.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice. I thought it was like that really shiny flat carpet.
No, no, tile. You know, it was nice. I did the grouting myself with the dog and everything. You know, yeah. Now that he's 18 and he's, you know,
I was worried that I would smell bad in here, but I just smell so much 18-year-old dog piss in the house.
Yeah. We got him in little Kermy diapers. He's got a problem. He messes too. But judgment free zone. That's why we're having the party outside, not inside. So let's get you to the bathroom, buddy. Let's get you cleaned up here. I think I got to. A pair of, what are you, a size?
Yep.
Third? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That size.
There we go. Yeah. So if you want to just use that, we got some wet wipes if you want to clean up a little bit. You know, I prefer
dry wipes, but do you have anything dry?
I got single ply toilet paper.
Okay. Hey, what's that over there? Hey, wait a minute. Is that a shower? You have a shower here? No, well, why don't I just get in the shower? And if I'm in the shower, then I can clean myself. I can put on those pants, and now you know that's better than a wet wipe. You got locks on your medicine cabinet.
We do because we got children, and we have several prescriptions we don't want to get in their hands, so we put the little safety locks on there.
Okay, all right. I'll be out of the shower in a minute. If I do not like being disturbed while I am taking a shower, so don't bother me. Just go outside.
I'm going to walk out. I'm not going to turn around.
Close the patio door.
I'm not going to turn around and look.
Don't even look back inside your house until at least 8:30 p.m.
Yeah,
don't even
gonna,
come back in.
Not going to do any
Stay
of that.
Stay in the yard. Look in my eyes. Uh-huh. Stay in the yard. Don't come back in this house. Stay in the yard.
I'm going to go to the yard.
No. I don't think you understand me. Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Stay in your yard. Don't come back in this house. That's not a request. I will murder you and your entire friends.
I was reading between the lines.
All these cars will just be parked on the street.
It's heartwarming. It was a heartwarming story about a man making friends with someone with an unconventional living method. You didn't actually kill him, which hasn't happened for a while.
No, they all died. They all died at the end.
You did end up killing them all.
Yeah, because...
Did he come back in the house?
There was a bit of a standoff. John's character called the police. And the police came, but the homeless guy convinced them that he was the homeowner, and they murdered John and all his friends, and the homeless guy now lives where he's taken on that other character's
life. Police are pretty gullible.
They're pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Basically, whoever calls them gets... The other person gets shot. Whoever calls first. Shoot the other person.
Well, cut my life into pieces, because I feel like this episode of Versus was simply my last resort. Speaking of last resorts, papas and roaches, let's look at some little critters who are absolutely famous for spreading disease. Look at this little dinosaur.
It looks like he went trick-or-treating, and the trick is that he took a dookie in his dinosaur suit.
That's just a dinosaur that's eating a baby, and the last thing to go in
is the face. Yeah. The face is like, it's about to close up over the face. Yeah.
None of the views or opinions or whatever the hell was just said is in any way representative of anyone who just said anything on this podcast. Versus is a work of fiction and should never ever be taken as serious advice. Versus is not suitable for children. Versus is also not suitable for adult or the elderly. We probably should move that part to the beginning of the podcast. If you're enjoying Versus, please visit our website, versuspod.com. Subscribe, like, and share.
Versus.